After retiring from a corporate job in Minnesota, Nat Puffer realized his dream. He moved to Mesa, Arizona, and turned a hobby into a business based on his all-composite canard airplane design named Cozy. The original Cozy was essentially a side-by-side Rutan long easy with a third seat, and Nat got Bert Rutan to check out the design. Now there's the four-seat Cozy Mark IV. We'll chat with Nat in segment one here on WSRadio.com, the worldwide leader in internet radio. That's when we come back in a moment.
And now, Kit Plains Radio, with your hosts, Dave Martin and Brian Clark.
Well, here we are again, Brian, and this time we have an opportunity to look back at the home-built aircraft market and think of those exciting times back in the mid-70s. Nat Puffer, who designed the Cozy, is with us. We'll give you a moment, we'll have you join us in a moment here, Nat. But anyway, I was thinking about your involvement with Bert Rutan, which reminds me that journalist Peter Lert introduced me to Bert in the fall of 1974. This was before anybody outside of the EAA had heard of Bert. He'd been on the cover of their magazine, but was not well known. Anyway, I got to fly with Bert in his original Very Biggin. The following spring, Peter and I were back at Bert's facility in Mojave, and we got to see him. Well, actually, we helped him a bit finish the first Very Biggin, and correction, the Very Easy, the new design, the canard composite. So, Nat, how did you get involved in aviation, and how did that lead to involvement with Bert Rutan?
Well, Dave, I was interested in aviation as far back as I can remember. I can remember when I was 5 years old, my aunt paid for me to have a ride in an autogyro. And then I used to hang out at the airport and looking at airplanes, trying to get rides. When I was 10, my parents took me to hear Amelia Earhart talk, and afterwards introduced me to her. And they told her that I wanted to be a commercial airline pilot. Then when I was in high school, of course, World War II broke out, and the Navy was running out of college graduates to teach how to fly. So they started a program where high school graduates could become Navy pilots. And I enlisted at the age of 17 and went through the Navy training program. And I was one of the youngest commissioned officers and aviators at the age of 19.
Wow. What did you fly in the Navy?
A little bit of everything, starting out in Piper Cubs to learn how to fly. Then steermans, and then SNJs, which some people call AT-6s, then SBDs, then TBMs, and I got to check out in F-6F and a Corsair. But they sent me on to Saipan, and then after the war was over, I chose to get out of active duty and go to school. And I wasn't able to pursue aviation during my raising a family because we had to put four kids through medical school. But back in 1973, I was able to join the EAA and get interested again.
So were you flying that whole time, Nat?
No, actually, I couldn't afford to fly when I was putting four kids through medical school.
Right, right.
At what point did you begin thinking of designing an airplane of your own?
Well, I grew up building things. When I was a kid, I built bicycles out of scavenged parts. I built a little car with a gasoline engine out of scavenged parts. I built a kayak and a trailer to pull it with my bicycle. And when I was in high school, I rebuilt a Model A Ford and a Ford V8. And I went through, I got a degree in engineering from the University of Minnesota and spent my professional career building plants and building equipment and so forth. And as luck would have it, I bumped into a guy who was building an airplane, and it was a BD-5. And it seemed like such a neat project back in 1973, I decided to do the same thing.
So you're one of those who invested in a BD-5 kit also, right?
Right. it turned out to be a disaster because I spent 3 years building the airplane, but when it was time to get the engine, why, Jim Beatty went bankrupt, and there was no suitable engine, so I had to give my project to a vocational school.
Well, fortunately for all of us, Bert Rutan was on the scene by then. As I said, I flew with him in 74, and by 75, I believe that was the first year that his brand new Very Easy flew to Oshkosh, was it not?
That's correct. I first met him in 74. I saw this weird-looking airplane called a Very Vegan that he was flying, and they were bragging about how it wouldn't stall, and I didn't know what the big deal was. But a year later, I saw a write-up in Mechanics Illustrated about the Very Easy, and it looked like a real neat airplane, and I told my wife that since I couldn't finish my BD-5, I was going to build a Very Easy, and I was one of the first ones to buy plans, one of the first ones to buy a kit from Wix, and one of the first ones to complete a Very Easy. And when I was building, why, Bert was putting on workshops all around the country, and we helped him put on a workshop in St. Paul, Minnesota. And that summer, we offered to man his booth at Oshkosh so he could go around and look at other airplanes. We put on a barbecue for Bert in the woods, and this was the beginning of the International Very Easy Hospitality Club.
Well, as I said at the beginning, those were certainly exciting times, and a few years after that, there was Easy Street at Oshkosh, and then it turned into a whole Easy neighborhood, it looked like, didn't it?
Yeah, that's right. We even had a Cozy Street in Oshkosh, but I need to get to how we got into the Cozy, I guess. We had so much fun building the Very Easy and flying it that I started to bug Bert about designing something else that I could build, and I learned that he was designing a Long Easy, but it was another tandem airplane, and I didn't want a tandem airplane. In the meantime, I bought an unused Very Easy kit for $1,000 with 15 gallons of epoxy and a bunch of glass cloth and foam. And when I learned that Bert's Long Easy could hold up to 280 pounds in the front seat, the light bulb went on. I weighed 150 and Shirley weighed 130, and the two of us together were 280 pounds.
Uh-huh.
So I thought all I need is a wider front seat, and we can fly side by side. And if I move the battery from the nose to the back end, why, we can even put more than 280 pounds in the front seat. So that was the way the Cozy started. I had bought Long Easy plans, and when Bert found out I wasn't following the plans, he was very upset with me. But later on, when he found out more about what I was doing, he thought maybe it would be a neat project for him. So he proposed that we enter into an agreement that he could take my airplane and develop plans, and he would pay me a commission. And I said, that's a good idea. Why don't you write the agreement, and I'll sign it? And he said, no, you write the agreement. So I put a clause in the agreement that if he didn't want to sell plans, then I could. And at the last minute, he decided he had too many things to do, so he said, why don't you go ahead and sell plans? I was devastated because I didn't know what I was getting into. And I had so many people that wanted to build an airplane like I had. And I had to build another airplane just to document all the instructions and everything, and that's the way the three-place Cozy started. And it was fabulously successful. But a couple years later, I found out that there was a guy called Danny Mayer that had built a four-place canard called the Velocity. And I was kicking myself for not building a four-place, so I decided to build a four-place myself. And that was the beginning of the Mark IV. I built it for my own satisfaction in 1988. We flew it for a couple of years, and everybody kept asking for plans. So finally, in 1990, I announced at Oshkosh that we would sell plans for the four plates. And that also, I had to build another airplane to proof the plans. We put in a lot of improvements. We had to do a thorough job of flight testing. and that airplane has been fabulously successful, too.
When you say successful, how many sets of the original Cozy plan sets did you sell? And if you're willing to say, about how many plan sets are you up to now on the Mark IV?
We sold 800 sets. We had two printings, so 400 each. We sold 800 sets of plans for the three place. We've had three printings so far on the four place, and we're up to the serial number 1200. And it keeps going just as strong as it was going 10 or 12 years ago. And, you know, I like Bert's philosophy. I got stung on the BD5. I paid my money, and I couldn't finish the project because BD went bankrupt. Bert's philosophy was buy plans from the designer, and then you can buy the materials to build the airplane anyplace. And in the 23 years that we've been in business, I've seen all kinds of kit companies fail, like starting out with BD-5, then the Prescott Pusher, then the Wheeler Express, then the White Lightning, then the Glass Air. Lance Air ran into a problem, the SQ-2000. And several other companies that I can't even name. But we've been selling plans now for 23 years.
Now, you did mention kits for the Cozy, but in fact, those are material kits. In fact, you mentioned it for the Very Easy as well. And like you, Bert Rutan never sold complete kits. They were plans that he sold, and then he authorized people like Wicks and Aircraft Spruce to provide materials packages, and that's what you're doing with the Cozy, correct?
That's correct, and the neat thing about this is that if you decide to build a Cozy Mark IV, you don't have to go to the bank and borrow $35,000 because we list the suppliers and we list the parts you need for each chapter. We have 28 chapters, and people can start out modestly with just spending a little bit of money for materials, and they can pace themselves, build as fast as they have money to spend. So you don't have to be sitting there with a $35,000 loan paying interest on it for a number of years like you do with a prefab kit. And the neatest thing is that you can get the performance of a Mooney, which costs up to $300,000, for as little as $35,000. And I don't know of any other high-performance airplane that you can build as inexpensively as a Cozy Mark IV. It's comfortable, has a 1,000-pound payload, has a 1,000-mile range, top speed of 220 miles an hour, easy to build, wonderful safety record, looks really great, has fantastic visibility, full dual controls. What more could a person ask?
So now you say it's easy to build. Can you describe what the building process is like and what kind of skills are required before somebody gets into a project like the Cozy?
Okay. The building process is the same as was Bert used on the Long Easy. It's basically a composite construction sandwich of fiberglass on both sides of foam. You can shape the foam with hand tools according to the templates we have in the plans. You cut the glass cloth with a pair of scissors, and you mix the epoxy resin with a paper cup with a tongue depressor, and you spread it on with a squeegee, and just let it cure. We don't require any special skills. Any part that has to be welded is available from Brock Manufacturing. Any critical fiberglass part, like landing gear legs and cowlings, are available from Featherlite. And so if you know how to bake a cake by reading a cookbook, you can build a Cozy by reading our plans and instructions. We have pictures and diagrams for everything you have to do, and they're numbered to fit in with the text, and we have 35 full-size drawings. You do not need an engineering degree to build this airplane.
What is the cost of the plan set now, Nat?
We have been selling plans for $500 a set for the last 12 years, and it includes a one-year subscription to the newsletter and a bunch of back newsletters. We recommend that everybody continue to get our newsletter because we print a lot of news from other builders and any corrections that we have to make. There have been very few. And any builder hints, and we print first flight reports, and we encourage people to get their pictures printed in Kit Planes magazine.
We appreciate that. Put them in the completion section. People seem to enjoy having their pictures and a brief description. Let me ask contact information so people can get more information from you.
Well, we have a web page with all the information on it, and that's CozyAircraft.com. And, of course, we have been in Mesa, Arizona for the last 18 years, 2046 North 63rd Place. Zip code is 85215. And we advertise in your magazine and also Sport Aviation.
Okay, we have less than 30 seconds left, Matt. We really appreciate your being with us. Give us your phone number, quick, if you would, please, for contact information.
Okay, it's 480-981-6401. And we have a fax machine on our telephone, so you can send us a fax. That's the same number.
Thank you very much, Matt. We'll look for you at the air shows with your Cozy.
You're very welcome, Dave, and I'll look for you there, too.
Sounds good. You're listening to Kit Planes Radio on WSRadio.com, the worldwide leader in Internet talk.
Help us lead the way.
Tell a friend.
We are WS Radio.
WSRadio.ws.
The worldwide leader in Internet talk.
Thank you for taking the time to log on and listen to Internet Talk Radio on WSRadio.com. Whether you're listening live or through our archives, remember we are communicating worldwide. A new division of WSRadio.com is Corporate Internet Radio, where we can offer your company their own branded radio show, weekly, monthly, or quarterly. Corporate Internet Radio can be used for internal communications with secure PIN access and tracking, or as a public sales channel. To get more information about Corporate Internet Radio, simply click on the Corporate Internet Radio link on the top of all WSRadio.com pages to listen to a quick demo. Internet Talk Radio is the radio wave of the future.